Well, he was on last Monday and he didn't give any inkling at all.
Well, this is how it worked. He was he was in a really good mindset. You could tell he was happy, but he didn't give it up on the Big Sports Breakfast. It was after the interview. Corey, you could have given us the mail, mate.
The exclusive.
Sorry, guys.
Oh.
Good morning. How are you?
No, we understood why you did it in the way you did, mate. And so firstly, it must have been a tough decision to come to, and congratulations, mate. It was, you've still got this season to get through, but how hard was that decision?
Yeah, look, guys, it was obviously something I just didn't wake up and think one day. It was a decision I didn't make lightly. But between myself and my wife, and more so myself individually, I just felt it was a real good time to do it, in the sense that I still had control of my own destiny. I was still playing footy at some really good football at the highest level, and the hard part about it is you do 16 years of playing professional rugby league, and then all of a sudden there's the unknown. So
yeah.
That's exciting for me. I'm excited about what is next. For us, it was, for me, I've known with him myself for probably, 4, 5, 6 weeks, something like that. So it was a bit of baggage I was sort of carrying around, and, it was a bit of a relief, actually, once I was able to let the, I suppose, the, let it go public. But, now just enjoying everything that is finishing up this year. I mean, we had an amazing week last week with the Origin scene. I was able to, get a send-off there thanks to the boys, and, that was very special. So, we've got a big job to do with Brisbane, but, it was a big week personally last week.
How much of it was talked about in the lead-up to the game, the Origin?
I let the boys know on the late Sunday night before the press conference, and, Origin, or particularly that Queensland side, has never been about one person. I know they spoke about it, but there's so many wonderful milestones and so many wonderful times as a team that we're able to go through. And I was very fortunate that I was able to finish my last State of Origin game for Queensland in Queensland with a win, and a series win. So that was very, very satisfying. But the Origin is never about one person, but it was really nice to go out on a win.
There was a great image going around, Corey, of you after that game, just sort of down on your haunches, taking it all in by yourself. Do you remember that moment?
Yeah, I do. I do. The older I've got, the more I really make a point of taking things in, and that was certainly one of those moments. It was, once the siren had gone and was just able to, I guess, for that, a few seconds, able just to have that time to yourself and just really soak it up and, appreciate what's just going on. And, looking back once in a few years' time, they're moments and images that I'll look back on and be very proud of.
Yeah, Corey, I don't know how you sort of took in Origin 2, but being there and soaking up that Suncorp atmosphere must make it very special. But in terms of the game and that 80 minutes, you guys make the most of your opportunities, but it wasn't without hard work, because New South Wales had their chances. It was very tight.
Yeah, absolutely. We knew, and I'd said publicly, that we were going to have to be much better going into Game 2 than what we were in Game 1, and I thought we were, as were New South Wales.
Yeah.
They played some pretty handy football, and they just didn't go away.
No.
You expect that in Origin. I mean, even when we jumped out to a couple of try lead there, they got one back, and it wasn't until Corey Oates' try late in that second half that probably sort of got some ascendancy and thought, if we can, play some control footy here, we'll win this series. And, that just shows where they are as a footy side as well. I think, I think they're a really quality side, but, this Queensland team of ours is something very special.
We just always keep finding a way to win, that's the thing. And New South Wales always just seem to be finding a way not to just fall over the line. Like, there's been a lot of talk, Corey, this side of the border, about New South Wales eating their own, and they should make sweeping changes for Game 3. And yep. I spoke to Cameron Smith in the rooms after the game, and he said that, New South Wales are so close, and sort of foreshadowed that no changes really had to be made. What are your thoughts on it? If you're on this side of the ledger, would you be making sweeping changes for Game 3?
It's a tough one, really. One thing, having had the series already sewn up in terms of Queensland's won for 2016, you don't get too many opportunities if you're thinking about maybe seeing how player X and player Y goes in that arena. So if that's the case, yeah, well, maybe you can throw them into a game that has no bearing in terms of the series because it's already been won. So that's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is to, you know, stay with the players that you picked from the start and, you know, work on getting a job done and some resolve back for them individually. But, look, it's a really tough one. You know, either way, there's going to be, you know, opinions and criticism. But, you know, the thing that I've liked most just watching from afar is the way Laurie really stuck to his guns, you know, stuck to what he believes right, and that's great. I mean, everyone said after game one that there needed to be household changes for game two, but we won that game by 2 points, and theoretically, looking back, we probably shouldn't have. But that was the reality of it. But I suppose if you're looking at it in the sense that, you know, you've got an opportunity to play players in a game that where the series is already won, well, might be an opportunity to do that in game three, but, you know, that is out of my hands, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, it'll be very interesting to see what happens. All right, mate. Well, that's all the good news. Let's get on to the Broncos and what happened. The Doggies have been an interesting team. They've been up and down, and when they're on, they're very, very difficult. But it was a big total they put up against you.
Yeah, it was. Look, personally, we got a little bit of work to do, both as individuals and as a side. So I thought for 40 minutes there yesterday, we were in the fight and playing some pretty decent footy. It was a pretty quality game in that first half. And then the second half, they got some momentum and ascendancy and just found it really difficult to get back. But, we get some troops back this week, I believe, so that'll help. I mean, we're dropping a lot of flies in that outside back area, but, that's no excuse. We've got a little bit of work to do, so we've got plenty of time to get that right moving into the back part of the season.
Luckily, you've got an easy one on Friday nights at Suncorp Stadium. You're up against the Storm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, only got the
there's a given 2 points.
There's always been a really good rivalry between Brisbane and Melbourne, and they're telling me that it's going to be close to a sellout. So hopefully that's the case. But I mean, for us, it's not too much about who we're playing and how they're going to play. It's more about us and how we turn up and how we prepare and the things that we do that we know that if we do well, will put us in any game. So that's going to be our main focus for this week.
Hey, Corey, what does it take for you to back up after Wednesday for that game?
Yeah, it's tough. It really is. I mean, aside from just physically being drained from what was a pretty brutal game in State of Origin, is the mental side of it. So you go through these mental sort of emotions and highs and lows, both physically and mentally, and it does sort of zap you. So, but as a player, you just feel obliged that you to turn up and do a job for your club because that's sort of the job at hand. But it does have its effects, yeah, for sure.
Corey, congratulations on your decision 7 days ago.
Yeah, thanks. As I said, very relieved and looking forward to what the season brings.
Very good. And good luck against the Storm on Friday night. That's Corey Parker, our
thanks,
good on you, Corey. Thank you, mate. He's a good man.
He is a good man.
He's, you could tell.
He slips seamlessly into the commentary box, onto those panels.
Well, mate,
panels.
He's been brilliant for us every week. And you could tell last week that he was in such a good mood. You could tell that there was a, now in hindsight, what we found out later that day, his announcement, you could tell that the pressure was off and he'd actually made a big decision.
Yeah.